From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Rusty Nelson reading Twice Buried by Stephen F. Havel. Now let's begin with Twice Buried. Chapter 1. Anna Hocking called the Posadas County Sheriff's Office at 9:14 p.m. on December 19th. That's what the dispatcher said, and that's what the telephone log confirmed. That same log showed that I responded to the call at 11:02 p.m. 2 hours wasn't our normal response time, but I had a list of excuses as long as my arm. Some of them were even legitimate. I parked the county car in the narrow driveway that ran through the weeds along the side of Mrs. Hocking's tiny adobe home. Knowing how skittish the old lady could be, I took my time before I got out. I sat in the car with the door ajar and the dome light on, jotting notes on my clipboard. She would be able to see me easily if she was peering out the window, and she'd know I wasn't some creep intent on robbing her of her riches, which included nothing much more exciting than a thin retirement check and an even thinner Social Security check, both deposited directly to Posadas State Bank. The porch light wasn't on, but the living room light was. Anna Hocking didn't answer my knock. I stepped to one side so that I was in the wash of light flooding out through the multipane window. The lace curtains were thin, ancient, and yellowed, and effectively blocked my view. After the fourth knock, I tried the door. It was locked. "Mrs. Hocking, it's Bill Gassner," I called. I didn't need to be any more formal than that. She'd known me for years. Both my sons and one of my daughters had suffered through English.